Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to ease the burden of compliance on businesses and individuals, the Indian government has recently passed a landmark legislation that decriminalizes a substantial number of provisions across various central acts, marking a major shift towards trust-based governance. First, let's delve into the details of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Act 2026. This act, passed by both houses of parliament, decriminalizes 784 provisions across 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries, effectively converting criminal penalties into civil or administrative penalties for minor or technical defaults. What makes this significant is that it introduces a graded enforcement mechanism, where the first contravention will attract an advisory, the second a warning, and subsequent violations will lead to civil penalties. This legislation amends several key laws, including the RBI Act, the Food Safety Act, the Motor Vehicles Act, the Railways Act, and the Drugs and Cosmetics Act. It is worth noting that this act was introduced in the Lok Sabha on 27 March 2026 by the Minister of State for Commerce, Jitin Prasad. Building on the Jan Vishwas Act 2023, which decriminalized 183 provisions across 42 acts in its first phase, this new legislation further expands the scope of decriminalization, aiming to enhance the ease of doing business and the ease of living for citizens. Crucially, this move is in line with the government's objective of promoting trust-based governance, where compliance is encouraged through a less punitive approach. Now, let us turn to the economic front. The World Bank's South Asia Economic Update, released in April 2026, projects India's GDP growth at 7.6% for the fiscal year 2025-26, making India the fastest-growing major economy. However, this growth is expected to moderate to 6.6% in the next fiscal year due to energy price pressures resulting from the Middle East conflict. South Asia remains the fastest-growing region among emerging market and developing economies, with its growth largely driven by India. But why does this matter? The answer lies in understanding the global economic landscape and how regional conflicts can impact energy prices and, consequently, economic growth. Moving on to the realm of international relations and defense, India has welcomed Japan's recent amendment to its three principles on transfer of defense equipment and technology. This policy shift, effective as of 21 April 2026, lifts blanket restrictions on defense exports, opening up new avenues for cooperation between India and Japan. Japan has also offered India the opportunity to co-produce Mogami-class stealth frigates, advanced multi-role warships that could be built in Indian shipyards under a joint framework. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It signifies a deepening of the India-Japan partnership, with potential implications for co-development, supply chain integration, and technology transfer in the defense sector. In another significant development, a recent study by UCLA, using data from Planet Labs' Tanager 1 satellite and NASA's EMIT instrument, has found that two Indian landfills are among the world's top 25 highest methane-emitting waste sites in 2025. The Jawaharnagar landfill in Hyderabad ranks fourth globally, emitting 5.9 tons of methane per hour, while the Mumbai landfill ranks 12th, emitting 4.9 tons per hour. To put this into perspective, a source emitting 5 tons of methane per hour is equivalent to the emissions from 1 million large SUVs or a 500 megawatts coal plant. This highlights the urgent need for effective waste management and the reduction of methane emissions to combat climate change. Now, let us look at the energy sector, particularly the nuclear power domain. The chairperson of the Atomic Energy Commission, Ghanshyam Prasad, has announced India's ambitious target to expand its nuclear power capacity from 8.8 gigawatts to 100 gigawatts by 2047, marking an over 11-fold increase. The legal foundation for this expansion is the Shanti Act, passed in late 2025, which replaces the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act of 2010. This new legislation allows private Indian companies to build, own, and operate nuclear plants for the first time, although it does not permit foreign direct investment. The target includes the development of Bharat small reactors with 220 megawatts units, for which a request for proposal has been issued to the private sector. In a tragic incident, a fireworks assembly unit in Thrissur, Kerala, exploded on 21 April 2026, resulting in the loss of 15 lives and injuring over 40 people. The incident occurred as workers were assembling crackers for the Thrissur Puram festival, one of India's grandest temple festivals. Safety violations, including overcrowded and unlicensed sheds, excess explosives, and lack of fire safety clearance, were cited as the causes. In response, authorities decided to conduct the Thrissur Puram festival without fireworks this year and restricted public entry. On the regulatory front, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has notified the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules, 2026, establishing the Online Gaming Authority of India, OGAI, which will be operational from 1 May 2026. The OGAI, chaired by the Additional Secretary of MEITY, will oversee the registration and monitoring of online games, regulate esports, and issue directions on user safety, data retention, grievance redressal, and financial transactions. This move aims to bring clarity and oversight to the burgeoning online gaming industry in India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Jan Vishwas Act decriminalizes 784 provisions across 79 central acts. The World Bank projects India's GDP growth at 7.6% for FY 2025-26. Japan has amended its defense export policy, offering India the chance to co-produce Mogami-class frigates. India aims to increase its nuclear power capacity to 100 gigawatts by 2047. The Online Gaming Authority of India will start operating from 1 May 2026. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding these developments is crucial for comprehending the nuances of governance, economic policies, international relations, and environmental challenges, all of which are vital components of the UPSC syllabus. In conclusion, these recent developments underscore the dynamic nature of India's governance, economic, and strategic landscape. As you prepare for your exams, remember that staying updated on current affairs is not just about memorizing facts, but also about understanding the broader implications of these events on the country's development and its position in the world.